Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Shocker Nation painting the Kansas State Fair black and yellow on Saturday, September 13th. Shocker Saturday at the Kansas State Fair in Hutch. We're airing a special show live and on-site in the fairgrounds with Wichita State AD Kevin Saul, head coaches Terry Nooner, Brian Green, Christy Breadbinner. Tune in live to KFH on 97.5 and 1240 AM, or check out the in-person live show from the House of Capper at the Kansas State Fairgrounds on Saturday, September 13th. Welcome back in, everybody. And we are joined by Wyatt Thompson. Wyatt, I don't even know where to start other than to say, what in the world's going on here? K-State could be 0-3 with losses to North Dakota and Army very easily. Where is the turn? I still can't believe we're three games into this thing and doesn't seem like they've figured anything out.
Yeah, I think that's more than fair. You look at winning the ball game against North Dakota on basically the final drive of the game. The game in Ireland with Iowa State was down to the wire, and this one was, I'll be honest with you, one of the crazier stat games that I think I've been a part of. Stan and I referenced back to the Navy bowl game a few years ago and post game the other night, but I also kind of thought about the snow game with Iowa State here, where K-State just dominated time of possession and all of that, but gave up four or five monster big plays and lost the game in the snowstorm. This was remarkable in so many different ways, but before we get to that, to try to answer your question, I think it's a little bit telling that K-State is still, I guess, kind of trying to find the right offensive line mix. I think we saw that with, I mean, as an example, Terrence Enos and J.B. Nelson, neither one saw the field on Saturday night. Gus Hawkins got the start at right tackle. I think they're still kind of trying to find who they are there in a couple of those spots. You haven't really had Dylan Edwards all season long. I think Avery has played pretty decent football, but now you have, you know, Bradley injured too, and you don't know the severity of that yet. Hopefully we'll find out more today, but I'm not counting on that. Inconsistency, I think, with the eye discipline with the defense. I mean, there's just special teams things. I mean, you can just kind of go on, and it's a little bit, not a little bit, it's a lot surprising, frankly. Yeah.
I got to tell you, Wyatt, watching Chris Kleiman's presser after the game, that was one of the more frustrated, I think, press conferences that I've seen out of Kleiman in his time at Kansas State. It's difficult because you have to balance having an appropriate amount of frustration and disappointment while still having the backs of his players. And he spoke as much. He said, look, I'm upset right now. I'm disappointed right now, but I believe in these guys. That's a really hard balance to strike, but obviously, you know, I think we could all tell he is not happy right now with the performance of this team.
Without a doubt. And I know there were some that criticized him when he said he was proud of the team's effort, but I think that's all he meant by it. I think when you, and I think defensively is the real thought process here. When you see a team hold the ball for 40 minutes, rush 70 times to your 18, and you're still in the game, I think that tells you why he was proud of the defense. They were out there forever. I remember even saying at one point, the plays were in the second half, I think, were 42-4. I mean, think about that. That's just astonishing. So, yeah, there's frustration. I do have to say, I think he does still like this team. I think they're more than capable of winning games. And yet we have just seen inconsistencies pretty much across the board. And it's frustrating for him, these coaches, players, you just got to find a way to be better. And you know what? Life doesn't get any easier. I think in the preseason, you look at this game coming up Friday night, and you're thinking, well, that there's a win there. And then you come back and do this and do that. And I don't know that you can look at it like that now. I'm just being blunt about it. I don't think you can look at it like that.
It's interesting, Wyatt, when we asked you there, as K-State loses at 24-21, you started kind of with the offense, and I agree with you. I look, the defense, 24 points, new style, but the offense is, to me, has as much responsibility. You can't score 8 points in the second half.
Correct.
For me, like, that can't happen. Is like, and it can't all be a Dylan Edwards thing. So, No. Like, what is not being unlocked appropriately for the offense here? Like, what do they need to do to be the offense we all thought they should be coming into this season?
That's a great question, because I think, again, I go to the inconsistencies. Maybe you look at the consistency part first. I don't know if you guys agree with this or not, but I think Avery has played enough decent football for this team to have had a shot at 3-0. Do you agree with that?
I would.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
So up and above and beyond that, though, I mean, what are we looking at? No Dylan Edwards. The run game has been below par. I mean, guys, I know they didn't have the ball much, but they rushed for 74 yards on Saturday night. 18 attempts. That's the thing I think that's, you know, maybe sticking in the craw of K-State fans, because they are used to a hard-playing, tough, physical football team that wants to run the ball first and foremost, and they're not really doing that. And that puts a lot of pressure on, you know, everything else. They've been inconsistent on first down. They haven't been real good on third down conversions. You're not getting the offensive line push or the consistency there that you want. So it's kind of all over the map, really. And I don't think it's, you know, necessarily a lack of effort or anything like that. It's just a lack of results.
Tarleton, real quick on that. Why Tarleton ran the ball for almost 200 yards against Army.
Yes.
Tarleton State.
Yes, and a good FCS team, but, I mean, this is a Power Four team that was ranked 17th in the country going into the year, and I think everybody had huge high hopes for this group, and I don't know that any of us saw that coming, and I think that also adds to the frustration, to be honest with you.
You mentioned something, Wyatt, just a moment ago, that I think has been a troubling trend over all three of the games that Kansas State has played. And that's the inability to get off the field on third down, and even fourth down for that matter. They weren't able to do that in the opener. They struggled against North Dakota. Part of the reason why Army dominated time of possession and number of plays ran in the second half was because they were converting on third down, fourth down, all of that. That's been kind of an Achilles heel for Kansas State basically this entire season. Can you pinpoint any reason as to why that continues to happen? Does it go back to that eye discipline that we've been talking about?
Well, I think certainly some of it. I'm going to give Army some credit here. I don't want to make them out to be, you know, 1950s Oklahoma running the ball necessarily either. But think about it like this. They had 22 third down conversion opportunities and were 10 of 22. That's pretty good. Yeah. I don't know that it's astonishingly great. But 6 of 7 on third down or on fourth down. And we talked about all week long that this was going to be a low possession game. Do you guys know how many possessions K-State had in this game? Six.
Yeah, six.
I that just blows my mind. I mean, I've done a lot of games in my lifetime, and I just don't know that I've seen that kind of number. Here's how weird the game was. You heard Coach Klieman say in postgame, I'm sure, that the long kickoff return almost hurt them because they were out there forever defensively. They get the return, take the lead back, and then the defense has to go right back out there. I understand why he said it, but it just sounded so odd, and I think it goes with the oddity of this game and the oddity of what's happening with this team.
I'll tell you what it reminds me of a little bit. I think I might have texted this to Tommy. It kind of feels like K-State is starting like KU started last year, where you're just kind of scratching your head. You feel like they're the better team and they're losing. The reality for K-State is, though, now none of this matters. Now Arizona, I mean, it matters that they play well. It doesn't really matter. This now becomes a Big 12 thing. right? Yep. Lost to Army in a close win to North Dakota. K-State could win all the rest of their games, and they're probably not an at-large team. Doesn't matter anymore. Now it's a Big 12 thing. So how do you take Arizona, which is not a Big 12 game, reminding folks out there, it's still not a conference game. It was scheduled before Arizona joined the league. How do you go into that and just sort of reset things there? Like, just start from scratch here.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the deal. I mean, when we went into the Army week, it was about getting some things corrected, and Coach Kleiman was frustrated enough saying that, hey, if we don't get the eye discipline correct, there are going to be some guys that don't see the field, right? You saw him, and I mentioned this, with a couple of linemen who had been starters that didn't see the field. So they're trying to get some things figured out. But I'm not sure if I have an easy answer for you on that, to be honest. I don't. I think you just go back to, you know, kind of what you try to be, who you are. I remember him telling the guys before the Iowa State game, be who we are and we're fine. And I think they were probably closer with Iowa State than they were the next two games. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but I believe that in my heart. So I still think there is potential for this team to get this thing turned a little bit, but it's going to have to start with the consistency, turning the inconsistencies into consistency, whether that's first down, getting a better push with the offensive line in the run game, you know, having more guys be productive offensively, defense. I think the defense, you know, Army is hard to judge defensively because they're so different and unique. But I thought K-State played a solid defensive game in Ireland. Certainly not so much other than the third quarter against North Dakota. And then the other night, it was just, they just couldn't get off the field. And some of it is, you know, Army's toughness and their scheme and all of that. So I say wash it and let's kind of do a little start over here, because you're right. You can't do anything about where you're at other than move forward. And that's what I think they'll probably try to do. This is all of a sudden, this game at Arizona, man, it's a big game. You get it. You have a week off. Then you got to see UCF. You know, maybe you can get the thing turned a little bit, you know, here in the next couple of 2 or 3 weeks.
Wyatt, tell me if I'm off base in my thought process here, but that whole phrase of be who we are and we'll be fine.
Yeah,
I think that's absolutely accurate. I hope that message has been conveyed not only to the players, but to the play callers as well, especially offensively. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I feel like in that Army game, and I know in a limited possession game, you don't have a big time body of work, but I feel like there have been a lot of times throughout the course of this season early on where the ball's been taken out of Avery Johnson's hands. And right now, without Dylan Edwards on the field, I know they want to establish the run game. But if it's be who we are, right now, we have to be an Avery Johnson team. We cannot take the ball out of his hands. We cannot continue to go back to the well with a run game and an offensive line that's not able to deliver in the way that we need it to, especially in limited possessions. And I sort of feel like, and I've seen this floating around social media a little bit, that, you know, I've seen a lot of the fan base saying Avery Johnson deserves better. Like, he deserves to be unlocked and let loose and plays being designed around him and not going away from him and all of that. Is that off base to think that be who we are also has to extend to the play calling?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that is about as perfectly said to cover the entire K-State fan base right now, Tommy, don't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what everybody is saying, right? I don't think there's any question about that. And I get it. I understand it. I mean, we said it going into the year. We want to see Avery take that next big step. And, you know, I think he's a better foot. This is just me now. I think he's a better football player now than he was at any time last year in his first year as a starter. But I also think you're right that the fans want to see K-State cut him loose in the run game. I'm not talking 20, 25 carries, but I think he has to be a bigger part of it. And it's easy for me to say that. I think the coaches want to keep him healthy because I don't think they want to think about where they might be if he is out an extended period of time. So they're trying to protect him some too, and I respect and appreciate that. So there's a fine line there. You know, we talked about this last week, but He's such a dynamic run threat. I think you have to. Hey, you hear coaches say all the time, we got to play to our strengths. That's one of the strengths.
It's got to get turned around. Late night Friday night football, Wyatt. You guys will have it right here. Late kick against Arizona. Last before we have just a couple minutes left. Dylan Edwards, what do you think? Is he going to give it a go?
I think there's a chance. I would say on this Monday, without talking to Coach Klieman before the presser this afternoon, I'd say maybe a 40-60 chance. Yep. That's just me. Hopefully we'll find out more either today or maybe Wednesday. I'm sure there's part of Chris Klieman that's thinking with a ankle sprain that if you can go get this one without him and then a week off, then you have him after the bye week. Maybe that is in play here, probably more detailed than you wanted there. But I think all of us would like to see him back. But you also want to see him back healthy. And with the way he plays, he needs to be playing on a healthy ankle. That's obvious. And this will be a hard game. You know, that last year, I think Arizona was introduced to the league and they got a little bit overwhelmed physically. But they've done a really good job in the portal. They've got some receivers, not just Teteroa McMillan. He's gone now in a pro, but they'll be hard. And they're at night. I hope we don't have a 2-hour delay like they did the other night against Weber State. I can tell you that.
Yeah, they got two wins out of the gates, yeah. Two pretty impressive ones. Wyatt, we appreciate it. We're out of time today. Let's all hang in there. We got a long season to go. We'll just 100%. We'll focus on the Big 12.
You betcha. Thank you, fellas.
There goes Wyatt Thompson. Man, it's tough time in K-State land right now. That's for sure. When we come back, we're going to talk about KU. Also, losers this weekend. I don't think nearly as damning as K-State. I thought KU represented themselves well on the road at Missouri. So we'll talk about that when we return, and then we've still got tons of NFL to talk about, including the Chiefs. Josh Briscoe is going to join us from the Chiefs Radio Network coming up in the next hour. All kinds of good stuff for you here on Sports Daily. So stick around. We've got giveaways for you as well today. It's all coming in this edition here. Man, Tommy, K-State fan. Just get it. Something. Got to get it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I understand that the path, you know, for them long term is they've got to go after a Big 12 championship. And I've heard you say that a few different times. This is not a team that's going to win the Big 12. I'll tell you right now, they're not.
Seen the last 2 weeks.
And eventually you have to get to a point to where, you know, this is who they are. It's not just the way that they're playing right now. It's who they, and I don't think that they are a Big 12 championship caliber team. They'll win games. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're going to win games. They're not a conference champion. It's just not in the cards, I don't think.
Well, they're certainly not playing like one. And whether they can get there, I guess, is the story now of their season. But more on that throughout the week here. When we come back, let's talk KU on Sports Daily. It's all Brock and Castor. Don't go away.